April 26th, 2016, St. Thomas Aquinas says, "Praise be to Jesus. I have come to explain to you the difference between a person who is liberal and one who is conservative. The liberal is willing to tolerate and or accept any point of view, no matter if it is in accord with God's commandments and his holy and divine will or not. The liberal often accepts the unchristian opinion if it is self-serving. The conservative, on the other hand, chooses first to believe God by obeying his commandments. He does not accept new or popular interpretations of the commandments or church doctrine. His morals do not change to please man. He is not afraid to stand for the truth despite opposition." These days, the lines between conservative and liberal are becoming more marked, and at the same time, more gray. The time approaches when the gray areas will fade away, and clear choices will have to be made. This will be not just on some issues, but on all issues. It is then the politics in governments, social circles, and church circles will no longer be choices, but dictates. Society is quickly moving in this direction. Conservatives will be outnumbered and unpopular. Liberals will support many worthy and unworthy causes. Liberals will win great popularity and support, but beneath their guise of good lies Satan's agenda: unity in evil. Many graces will be withdrawn from earth, but this site and mission will remain. At the heart of this mission is the conservation of the tradition of faith.